listening to ICANN, the International Children's Arts Network. I'm Morty Coldwater, and this is Screenshot, where we feature the best of video game, movie, and television soundtracks. And happy Halloween! This week, we're playing spooky and Halloween-inspired music. Coming up, we have music filled with ghosts and goblins from Disney's Fantasia, but we're going to begin with music from the show Vampirina. Vampirina, or V, is the new kid on the block whose family just moved from Transylvania to Pennsylvania. The vampire family must adjust to their new home and keep their secret of being monsters safe. They wouldn't want to scare the neighbors. But that doesn't stop V from making friends, playing music, and learning something new. Here we have three Halloween-themed songs. The first, Trick or Treat, then The Perfect Pumpkin, and finally, The Day of the Dead.
It's a night of wings and spooky things.
Of goblins, ghosts, and elves.
Let's break routine this Halloween and all be seen is our spooky selves.
Trick or treat, we'll have a ball. We'll wear no costumes, none at all.
Without a fuss, we'll go out as us.
Cause that's how monsters trick or treat.
If any of the neighbors we'll tell them that your scary face is just a mask.
Trick or treat, I think we should just waltz around the neighborhood.
We'll stroll so far as the ghouls we are.
Cause that's how monsters trick or treat. Yes, that's how monsters trick or treat.
With the soil and planted our seeds, but there are a few things that our garden needs. The potion, be careful, don't sprinkle too much. You must have a delicate touch for the perfect pumpkin. A true monster pumpkin, oh watch out for that stump, is oranger than others and three times as plump. It may take some time, give the leaves a good wash, you'll get a spectacular squash. Yes, the perfect pumpkin.
What's taking so long? It's getting quite late. And Mama, I hardly can wait.
You know you're succeeding when you see the signs. For instance, the sway of these swell dancing vines. Just simply have patience and V, there's no doubt. You know what is certain to sprout. It's the perfect.
So you'd like an explanation of the festive celebration where we honor all our loved ones long gone.
On this day of recollection, we recall them with affection and we share their stories so they live on.
It's the Day of the Dead. Yes, on the other one, we celebrate the Day of the Dead.
Then we for them an altar, so they know our love won't falter.
Filled with all their favorite objects and food.
And it's not so shocking, is it, if the spirits come to visit.
And they stay till all the rebels conclude. On the Day of the Dead, yes, on the other muertos, we celebrate the lives that they led. On the Day of the Dead, yes, on the other.
Three songs perfect for celebrating Halloween from the Disney Junior show, Vampirina. That was Trick or Treat, The Perfect Pumpkin, and Day of the Dead. I hope you like those. You're listening to Screenshot here on ICANN. I'm your host, Marty Coldwater, and we're going to end our Halloween-themed program today with music from Disney's musical and animated epic movie, Fantasia. The music of Russian composer Modest Mussorgsky was used for the final segment of Fantasia. As the music begins, it's the Witch's Sabbath. We see a monstrous demon named Chernbog rise above the peak of Bald Mountain. He summons his minions, including ghosts, harpies, and other monsters. They all began to dance around the mountain at a furious pace. As the doom and darkness of the music climaxes or reaches its peak, demons are chased away from the light of dawn as we see a procession of people walking up a hill to see the sunrise. set to different music, this time Franz Schubert's Ave Maria. This scene has to be one of the most important and famous uses of great classical music with animation. Let's hear it now.
Thank you.
One of the most thrilling and spooky pieces of classical music, that was Night on Bald Mountain by Modest Mussorgsky. Featured in Disney's animated epic Fantasia. Featured in Disney's animated musical epic Fantasia. All I have to say after that one is Happy Halloween. Thanks for listening to Screenshot here on ICANN, the International Children's Arts Network. I'm Marty Coldwater. If you enjoyed this program, we'd love to hear from you. Email us your messages, requests, or ideas to screenshot@allclassical.org. And until next time, just keep playing.
You're listening to ICANN. Oregon Coast Aquarium is a journey from seafloor to shore, and we're offering a wave of new experiences. This summer, you can hone your climbing skills in their new nature play area. Then head over to their outdoor amphitheater to meet a cast of animal ambassadors, or view their headwaters feature to follow a raindrop's voyage from the mountains to the sea. You can plan your next adventure at aquarium.org.